Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Ancient Warfare Answers. I am still on my lonesome and loving answering your questions. I'm Murray Dahm. I'm the Ancient Warfare Magazine Assistant Editor. This time we have a question from one of our patrons from Patreon, Paul Wolford. And you too can become a patron. You just have to go to the website, patreon.com/ancientwarfarepodcast, and you too can support us and ask a question of your own. Now, this one is what they might term as a cracking question. When do ancient sources agree, but you call foul? Well, that's the kind of meat and drink of many ancient historians, obviously. And there are, of course, some sources where our source, some events in ancient history where our sources disagree, more often than not, obviously they disagree, and we pull them apart or we choose one to favor for some reason over the other. So it's actually unusual to have sources agree on something. The other case that you get, of course, is where sources, well, there aren't sources. There's a single source, so there isn't disagreement. I've got two that I really want to get into the nitty-gritty of, so bear with me. The first one is it's not my favorite battle, but it's certainly a new battle that I've come to really enjoy, and that's the Battle of the Sagra River. Now, the Battle of the Sagra River is a battle which was fought at some point in the 7th or 6th century BC. And the reasons for that become clear as we go along. We've got four or five sources which talk about it, and they all give us the same summary of events. Now, that summary of events is nigh on unbelievable, and that is that the Dioscuri, Castor and Pollux, fought on the side of the Locrians and Rhegians, who were able to defeat the enemy. Now, there's all sorts of aspects to this battle. I call foul for several reasons. So the battle is, depending on the source, either between 15,000 Locrians and Rhegians fighting 120,000 people from Croton. So they're generally fighting a battle at 10-1 odds, and they win that battle. Now, according to the sources, Castor and Pollux appear on the side of the smaller army, fighting on the wings, and they lead them to victory. Now, the sources agree that those two men are there. I don't disagree that two men may have appeared there who were identified as Castor and Pollux. That's fine. The other aspect of the battle, which I call foul on, is that the outcome of the battle was declared on the day the battle was fought. So the battle is fought in Calabria in the toe of Italy. But according to the sources, its outcome is told, depending on the source, at Olympia, Athens, Sparta, Corinth, and Argos on the same day. Now, I'm saying foul on that. But there's interesting aspects to that, because the Dioscuri are also associated with these kinds of events, and they are associated with nine different battles in the record where they would appear and tell the outcome of a particular battle: the Battle of Lake Regillus, the Battle of Pydna, the Battle of the Callae, and those events that are associated with them are, again, that they're foretelling great fortune. And that's interesting because, of course, they're meant to have fought at the Battle of Sagra that has this great victory and has this great announcement on the same day that the battle was fought. Now, that in itself has some interesting tie-ins, because when they are, and interestingly, after the battle, there was a shrine to the Dioscuri built on the battle site. We still don't know where that battle site was, which is hilarious. So it's on this river. It has a shrine. It's close to the city. We still don't know exactly which one it was, which is funny in itself. So we don't know the date and we don't know the place. But it was also fought. Now, the date's fascinating because we're told that the battle is fought between Croton and Locris and Rhegium, and then the date could be during one of the kings of Battus, could be when Pythagoras is at Croton, could be at another phase. So the guesswork for the date ranged from about 540 BC back to 600 BC. I favor 600 BC. Of course, the fact that the outcome of the battle is told at an Olympic Games tells us that it must be in one of every 4 years. So we actually have a much lower range. 600 is indeed a year of an Olympic Games. It's also the last year of Battus the First of Cyrene, and that is an interesting reason to say that. Now, the coolest thing about the battle, and Cicero tells us that, so this is a battle fought in 600 BC, it gives rise to a phrase which, according to Cicero, who, of course, visits Athens in the first century BC, and he says that the phrase is still used in common speech when he was in Athens, and that is truer than the result at Sagra, was a common phrase that they would say, meaning that this battle that had been won by 10 or 15,000 against 120,000 and therefore was completely unexpected, that it had in fact happened. So this is a phrase that was apparently in common usage 500 years later. So I really like that aspect of it. But I call foul that the actual outcome of the battle could have been announced at, you know, multiple locations on the day that the battle was fought, even though our sources agree that that's what happened. Now, interestingly, that, of course, isn't the only time that that happens either, that we get several other of these events involving the Dioscuri where they announce the battle on, you know, another part of the world when this battle actually couldn't possibly have been known, the outcome of this battle couldn't have been known. So it's again a sort of a divine connection to these battles to let you know that they're, you know, that the outcome was somehow blessed by the gods. So that's the one that I call foul on. There's probably some others. It's not really military history, so I won't go down into it. There's a fabulous liminal character in the late 4th century AD called Festus of Tridentum, who is a Pannonian, rises meteorically to high office, and then, according to one of our historical sources, he dies. And all the modern historians agree with him, and I think the account of his death, which is recorded by Eunapius, is full of holes. Absolutely historical fiction. And the other sources that we have for his life, we have three eyewitnesses, which is amazing. So we have Ammianus Marcellinus, who knew him, Libanius of Antioch, who knew him, and Eunapius of Sardis, who knew him. And they're all enemies of him. Only Eunapius talks about his death. All three authors outlived him. Both Ammianus and Libanius like talking about the deaths of others that they came into contact with, don't mention his death. Only Eunapius mentioned his death. So I think it's all a bit of fiction and made up. But for my one event that I'm allowed to call foul on, I'm going to call the Battle of Sagra and calling its result at the time it was being fought.